It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, I hear there's a major DirecTV iPhone update coming.
Yeah, it was actually released today, the 1.14 update. The only thing really new in it is it hides duplicate SD channels. I don't know about you, but it's really inconvenient when you're trying to program your DVR from remote and trying to pick which one of the ones is the SD feed and which one is the HD feed, because, like you, I always want to record the HD stuff. And this lets you hide the SD duplicate channels, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, this is something that we requested when it was in beta, and I'm finally glad to see that DirecTV has done this, because it's going to make recording things a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, DirecTV is listening. I mean, as much grief as people give them, they do take all the comments to heart, and they do try to get them in there as soon as they can, and I'm very happy to see this new feature added.
Speaking of DirecTV listening, this week it seems like DirecTV is listening to the retailers over at DirecTV Revolution.
Yep, they had the annual Revolution Conference in Dallas, Texas, and the interesting thing shown there to retailers as far as hardware goes is they were doing the multi-room viewing, and instead of doing it over a network setup where you have a network cable plugged into the back of your receiver, they were actually transferring the video back and forth between receivers using the SWIM switch, the SWM switch. And it was working really, really well for people down there, and they were pretty excited about it because, you know, when they get installed new customers, their DVRs are automatically networked for the multi-room viewing, which is coming down the line from DirecTV.
Yeah, you know, what I would like to see DirecTV do with this product is I would like to see them add a SWM to Ethernet adapter, so wherever you install your SWM switch, you can plug it into the one of the ports in the switch and plug your Ethernet into your router and kind of acts as the intro, so that way you can do VOD with everything and bring it to where all your receivers, you don't have to run Ethernet, but it goes through that.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know if they're looking at that, but that sounds like a great idea. And you got to give DirecTV credit. How long has the HR series been around now? It's a couple of years. You know, it's really past its shelf life in when you consider the lifespan of most satellite receivers. But they keep adding more and more to it, and it keeps getting better and better all the time. And you got to really applaud DirecTV for the great job they're doing there.
Yeah, exactly. The features that came out in the Cutting Edge program is definitely a tall sign of what DirecTV is looking to do, and it's definitely some of the best things that I've seen them put out in a long time.
Right, and speaking of the DirecTV CE program, we're going to talk about this later in the show, but this is as good a point in time to do it. If you didn't join us last week, boy, you really missed out, and while we can't talk about what was added or put into the CE program, we were very proud of Satellite Guys last week. We had all the notes online before other sites had them online. We also had a great chat. It was one of the first times that we really opened up the chat room and advertised it for the CE chat. And we had a really, really full room for our very first time. And everybody seemed to have a really great time. And everybody was really, really eager to help out DirecTV in testing this new software.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't remember how much fun we had in there, because it was so much fun. I love testing this out with DirecTV, and it's one of the most wonderful things you can do is when you know you're making their product better.
Yeah, and the Satellite Guys is a proud partner with DirecTV in the CE program, and this weekend is the real first weekend that the new stuff that we've been working on with DirecTV really went to effect. So I'd like to thank everybody at DirecTV for making that possible, and of course all the Satellite Guys members for making Satellite Guys the ultimate stop for the cutting edge program.
You know, Scott, we're going to do something we haven't done in a while, and that's we're going to switch gears here.
And no, it didn't break.
And you know, I hooked up one of my Dish Network receivers to find a new channel out there called Dish Earth, where you're literally looking at Earth, and it was launched on Earth Day.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because just minutes after we finished recording last week's podcast, I received information from my insiders about the new Dish Earth channel, and about 10 minutes after we were done recording, actually on Satellite Guys, was a big update. You know, we broke the news about Dish Earth coming to Dish Network, and they had a hiccup. They didn't get the Dish Earth turned on to almost 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Earth Day, but it finally made it, and everybody's been pretty happy with it. What I like doing with it is I like setting it to record from like 4 a.m. Eastern Time, and then recording it throughout the day. And then what I do is I hit the 300 time fast forward on my DVR when I watch the recording back, and it's pretty cool to watch the Earth and the skies and it get dark and light, and it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to set it up for like a 72-hour time frame and just and doing a time lapse like that. And it's definitely a great idea. I'm enjoying seeing Earth from the 110 orbital location, and nothing but great stuff from Dish Network there. In fact, if you go to, I believe they have a website, I can't remember the name, you can get a little photo frame and everything and make little plaques and little different stuff, mementos, out of their pictures that they have.
Yeah, I'm really kind of surprised that Dish Network is just giving us the raw feed, if you will, of the Dish Earth cameras. I mean, if I was in charge of Dish Network, I would have a Dish Earth logo in the corner that would change around every once in a while to prevent screen burning. And I'd also have maybe, you know, a little scroll down the bottom, you know, with this month's featured pay-per-view or 1080p movie that's out of this world advertised on the screen, and use it to its advantage. The only thing they got running there is a picture of the Earth, the time, and classical music from Sirius.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people were kind of disappointed with the channel placement of Dish Earth. That was the only thing they were a little bit disappointed about, because where Dish Earth is located at, they feel that C-SPAN 3, which Dish Network currently does not carry, should have been co-located at.
Yeah, well, nothing you're going to do there. One thing I want to point out is a lot of people saying, why are they wasting bandwidth on this? Well, to be honest with you, they're not wasting any bandwidth. Ever since EchoStar 11 went online, that channel has been up there. It's just been available only to Dish Network engineers and Charlie and whoever else got enough power to get them to turn it on. So by them turning it on, it's not using any more bandwidth than it was the day before they turned it on. It's always been there.
Speaking of turning channels on, Viacom and Noggin and Nick Gass is not turned on. Nick Gass is being turned off while Noggin is being turned on.
Right. Nick Gass was removed from the channel lineup. And again, we broke that news first at Satellite Guys late Wednesday evening. I got word of that was going away. And I also got word that Nick's Noggin, which is currently timesharing with The N, will be going fully 24/7 on May 24th. I believe that's correct, May 24th. About dang time, but it really doesn't make any sense because Dish Network currently carries The N 24/7. They launched it a couple weeks ago. And The Noggin channel is currently time shifted, where half the day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time is Noggin, and 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time is The N. There's really no need to have it as a split channel now, since Dish Network carries The N 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And on May 24th, I don't believe that's the correct date, May 24th is the date they're going to split it and finally have Noggin on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's very good. We've been asking for this forever, Scott, and I'm finally glad to see that they finally kind of woken up a little bit, and it makes sense to do this.
And it just doesn't make sense how long it's taken them to do this.
Yeah, exactly, and I kind of wish they would add the PBS Kids channels also, so that way they can have a more well-rounded kids selection, especially their selection for preschoolers and toddlers.
Right, I'd like to see not only the PBS Kids channel, but also Kubo. Both excellent kids channels, family friendly, not violent stuff, good stuff you can feel comfortable about leaving your preschooler watching.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's keeping me right now from switching to Dish Network. My toddler would kill me if I did not have Sprout, and that's one of the main channels she watches. So, definitely.
Yeah, my son is now 6 years old, and he still goes to bed every night watching The Good Night Show.
But yeah, definitely. You know, I'm going to get a card and I'm going to send it in on her birthday so that way she could see it. But, you know, speaking of sprouting, I understand Satellite Guys is sprouting to a new twit.
Well, yeah, we got our Twitter feed up, and it's been doing really, really, really well. I'm very proud of it. What we've been doing with it, and if you notice other sites are doing it, they're not doing what we're doing. And then what we're doing is when we hear breaking news, we post it there a lot of times first because of the amount of time it takes to post a full news story and get all the formatting correct. We want to be the first ones online with the breaking news. So we've been using the Satellite Guys Twitter feed, and you can find that at twitter.com/satelliteguys. And that's where you'll find all the breaking news. Now, when we don't have any news to break, there's nothing posted there. We're not going to spam you all day with advertisements like other people do, or try to get you to join in conversations that have nothing to do with satellite television or any of the topics going on at Satellite Guys. We're just going to give you the real good breaking news stories coming out. And, of course, nobody breaks satellite news like Satellite Guys. And speaking of breaking news, next week is what we like calling Dish Network Holiday Week, I guess we can call it, because it's Team Summit.
Yeah, it's Team Summit is next week, and they're going to also have their earnings release. I believe that's next week. And this is a time where hopefully they can let the retailers know what exactly they're planning on doing to help their bottom line, as well as hopefully this can give customers a nice outlook for the future, and hopefully HDRSNs are a part of that, as well as the other demanded channels that people are looking for and haven't received yet.
Yep, Dish Network's earning call is on May 11th. That's when we'll find out the numbers for the first quarter of 2009. But at Team Summit, we'll hear more about the 922. Of course, I'll be there giving you the details, all the stuff that's of interest to you, the consumer. And we'll be posting stuff there. Again, make sure you're on our Twitter feed, because we'll be sending a lot of stuff directly there from the show floors as things happen. Any exciting news for the consumers will be passed along ASAP. And I'm excited to get to play with the new 922. I understand it's come along a long way. And I understand that Leslie Harper is going to be showing me the ins and outs of the 722. I'm sorry, the 922. At Team Summit.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be something that I look forward to seeing your review, Scott. I won't be there this year, unfortunately, but Scott will be, as well as other Satellite Guys members. In fact, I think I'm hearing that we're having a possible gathering happening at Team Summit.
Yeah, it's still up in the air, and here's what's happening. Originally, we were planning on doing a big gathering this year at Team Summit, where we're going to take Satellite Guys members to the Uplink Center in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We were going to take them to the call center in, I believe it's Littleton, Colorado, and then back to the convention center to meet with some executives from Dish Network and also see some of the new equipment. Because of budget constraints, both on our side and on the Dish Network side, renting a bus and going to all those places was incredibly expensive. In addition, they made a number of schedule changes this year, so it was not as convenient for us this year, and wasn't as convenient for Dish Network this year as well. We weren't planning on doing anything, but late last week we got an email from Dish Network asking us if we could get a group together to meet with some Dish Network executives, and I replied back to them, I'd love to, and right now they're working on the details. So keep an eye on Satellite Guy's website, the Operations Center, and also in the pub member area, because this year we're only planning on bringing along 15 people, and as always, the pub members get the first shot at the seats. Since they support the site and keep us operational.
Yeah, I really hope these executives, when they do meet with our forum members, that they really do listen and get a feel of way that from a consumer standpoint, the way that we feel that Dish Network is heading, and it's heading in the wrong direction. That's my opinion.
Right.
But really, honestly, a lot of customers, they're kind of mad right now. The fact that HDRSN, Speed Network, and mainly the sporting arena of things, Dish Network has been lacking on. And a lot of people, especially right now with the NBA, the NHL, and MLB all going on at the same time, people want to see their local teams.
Right. This weekend I had the pleasure of watching the Talladega race. I had to watch it on DirecTV because, number one, the Fox pregame show always drives me nuts. I can't stand Digger. and the Digger cartoons and all the commercials and everything like that. So I watched the pregame race on speed, and Dish Network does not carry speed in high definition. So pulled out the old DirecTV remote and hit the other input on the TV and watched it on DirecTV. Dish Network really needs to get their act in gear, pardon the NASCAR pun there, but they need to get in gear and add Speed Network HD. It's one of the most widely requested HD channels now, and hopefully we see that one very soon.
Yeah, not only that, that was a great race this week, and especially that finish with Carl Edwards almost landing into the grandstands.
I love that he got out of the car and ran across the finish line a la Ricky Bobby from the movie Talladega Nights. How appropriate that both things happened at the same racetrack.
Yeah, that would have been quite hilarious if he crashed in his Dish Network car, but we'll leave that for another show.
Yep, and with that, I think I hear the music, Bob. But again, people, if you're interested in going with us to Team Summit and you're in the Denver area, please keep an eye on our Operations Center or our pub member area for full details.
Yep, and we'll see you guys real soon.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.